For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. The purpose of this broadcast, dear friends, is to proclaim the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may be glorified first of all, and that you, the listener, might be blessed. There are many of you, no doubt, who already know him, but you will wish to know him better. And we can grow in grace and in the knowledge of this wonderful Savior through the precious Word of God, which we desire to look into today in these few moments with the book. Should you, however, be a listener who is a stranger to him, and you do not know this grace in activity on your behalf, oh, it is our sincere prayer that you may today, as you listen, hear God himself speak to you through his word, and thus, by his revelation to you of his Son, you come to know him, whom to know is life eternal. Now, as we have read in our verse in Timothy, there is one God, and oh, he is a Savior God. We want you to know that. And the Scriptures present him to you for your acquaintance and for your acceptance. He is the one who desires that all might be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And he is the one with whom all of us have to do. Mind you, none can escape meeting him. His desire is that you meet him now, in the day of grace, and come to know him as a Savior God, and thus receive eternal salvation for your soul. If you do not come to know him in the day of grace, oh, his word faithfully warns that you will meet him as a judge. And this because you refuse to become acquainted with him as your Savior. The consequences are faithfully pointed out to us. They are eternal banishment from his presence forever. And why? Not because you're a sinner, no, but because you rejected him as the Savior of sinners. I trust that you will not put this matter off. May you consider it today. May you listen to what God has to say concerning his Son and come to know him. Now, sin is what has caused a breach between God and man. And there's nothing that man, that you can do, that can cover the distance between you and God made because of your sins. But what you and I cannot do, God has done. We have read that in our verse. He has provided a mediator, that is, a go-between, one who can stand between you and a holy God and bring both together. Who is this mediator? There is only one. It is the man, Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ is God's only begotten Son. He is the Son of God incarnate. He is Jesus of Bethlehem, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is Christ of Calvary. He is the Lord of glory. He came into the world and became man that he might become the mediator between God and men, that he might give himself as a sacrifice for the sins of mankind. Only thus could the distance between God and man be bridged. Only in this way could a covering be provided for man's sin. And we rejoice to tell you today and point out to you some of the scriptures from God Himself that bring to us this knowledge of a finished work of this glorious person, the man Christ Jesus. There are 6 scriptures in the New Testament that speak of Him giving Himself. I want you to think of Him in that character today as the one who is the giver. And for your eternal blessing, you must be the receiver. God asks nothing from you. He simply desires to give. The gift of God is eternal life. In the 6th verse of 1 Timothy 2, we read, "Who gave Himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time." The due time is now, and the day of God's grace is still present. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave Himself a ransom for all. He has paid the price to set you free from your captor, from your sin, and the consequences of your sin. And in that He has given Himself for all, or in behalf of all, He has given Himself for you. Let me ask you, has He ransomed you yet? Are you ransomed, or are you still held captor by sin and Satan? The next scripture that we turn to is in Titus chapter 2 and verse 14, and we read these words, "Who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people zealous of good works." The Lord Jesus is seen here in the character of the Redeemer. A Redeemer is one whom paid the price to deliver, and in so doing sets the one who was captive free. All iniquity. And how many sins there are that you are guilty of? All the sins of the world. Think of the dreadful burden that was placed upon Him. But He gave Himself to redeem you from all iniquity and to purify you unto Himself, a people for His own possession. Let me ask you, are you redeemed? We're redeemed only through the precious blood of Christ. It's the only thing that can bring redemption. Only remedy for sin. And the blood of Jesus Christ does purify. It does cleanse. It does set free all who believe on Him. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4, we read our 3rd scripture, referring again to the Lord Jesus Christ, that man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. Here the Lord Jesus is in the character of the deliverer from the world. How needful this is. When we see the world under the just judgment of God because of its rejection of Christ, and the world is no different today than it was when Christ was here, in fact, it is declaring itself to be worse. Sin is coming more to the surface. The violence and corruption that fill the earth, the antagonism against the person of Christ, all this clearly manifests that the world is facing judgment soon to fall. In fact, God has appointed the day in which He will judge the world in righteousness. But Christ has come to deliver us out of this present world. If you are not delivered out of this world, you will fall under the judgment that will be meted out to this world. But there is deliverance for you from the judgment of this world, because the Lord Jesus gave Himself for your sins. Oh, that which is keeping you from God, that which makes you guilty, is what He died for. Beloved listener, have you realized that it is your sins that caused Him to give Himself on Calvary? Next, turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians chapter 5. And we read these words, "Walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." I would point out to you here that the Lord Jesus Christ hath given himself for us, the company of the redeemed, and I trust that you have placed yourself there by simple faith in Christ. If you haven't, you may do so this very moment. And when you do accept him as your personal Savior, all the virtue and value of his work is put to your account. What he did in giving himself an offering to God, a sacrifice to God, was a sweet-smelling savor to God. God accepted that work of Calvary, beloved friend. And we see his acceptance in the fact that he has raised his Son and placed him at his own right hand in the glory. And more than that, this same epistle tells us that those that trust in Christ are accepted in that beloved one. And all the perfection of that person of Christ, the perfection of the work of Christ, is put to your account as a sweet-smelling savor to God. Let me ask you, have you been accepted by God in Christ? This is most essential. And when you will accept the Lord as your Savior, and to be made aware of the fact that Scripture teaches that you are accepted in him, this gives you peace of heart, knowing that just as dear to God, so are you to God as Christ. Just as near as Christ is to God, so are you to God in Christ, accepted in the Beloved One. Why? Because he gave himself for us. The next scripture is found in the same chapter in verse 25, where we read that the Lord Jesus Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. The church, what is the church? According to Scripture, the church is that which is composed of every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not a building, a material building of stone and brick. It's not an organization simply of man's making. It is that organism produced by God himself through new birth, through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when everyone who believes is baptized by the Spirit of God into one body called the church. The church has been formed because Christ gave himself for it, and the Spirit of God came down on the day of Pentecost, and since then has been baptizing every believer into that one body. We read that the Lord adds to the church daily those that are being saved. This is where you must have your membership if you are to be blessed, if you are to be saved. And if you have trusted Christ as your personal Savior, this is where your membership is. A member in the body of Christ. But why? Because Christ loved you and gave himself for you. He has loved the church and given himself for it. Are you, I ask, among that wonderful company of redeemed ones? Members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones, that shall share the glory that he has acquired by his redemptive work forever? We shall reign with him over the earth for 1,000 years. We shall be with him forever and forever. How wonderful you may be if you'll accept him now as your Savior. One final scripture in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. We read the Apostle Paul saying, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." The reason I've mentioned this one last is because of the personal element in the relationship between Christ and the believer. When you come to see the Lord Jesus who died at Calvary, is the one that died for you, for your sins. He took your place. It is then that you will love him. You'll realize that It was His love that led Him to go there for you. You realize that He died for you and would have died for you had you been the only one in the world. His love was so great. He wants you to realize it in this light, that He loved you. Have you seen Him as loving you? Do you know Him as the lover of your soul? I don't ask, do you know about Him? You can know about a person and yet not know Him. Do you know Jesus? This is what we desire and what God desires you should do, that you might know Him whom to know is life eternal. This is the most important matter that you will ever be called to face. And you know, unless you know Him as the one who died for your sins and rose again, and you've accepted Him as your personal Savior, you'll never be blessed. But you can be blessed right now by doing that. Will you not turn to Him? This one mediator between God and men? There's no other way to know God. There's no other way to come into the Father's presence but by Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. There is no other mediator. Let me remind you that He is a willing mediator. He says, Him that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. Will you not come today? Now is the accepted time. Job says, acquaint now thyself with Him and be at peace. God grant that you will turn to these scriptures, that you will accept them as God's revelation of His Son and of what His Son has done for you in giving Himself for you, and thus be blessed, delivered, redeemed, saved, a member of the church, and having Christ in you, the hope of glory, as your own personal possession.